times Jesus spoke parables. Luke's Gospel has 24 parables, and Matthew has 23, and Mark has 8. And each Gospel has unique parables that we don't find from other Gospels. And these are the stories taken from everyday life, the things that ordinary people like you and me could understand. Sometimes it is easy to understand, but often it takes a lot. It doesn't get to the point because they were pointing toward the good news of the gospel. For example, we have the parable of the sower. Maybe we can have a series of sermons on this particular one. Maybe for a month or more. And last week, I talked about my cucumber and sesame in my garden. Maybe Jesus could make a good parable with my cucumber and sesame. And he would say so beautiful or great story. And then he ended up, okay, your garden is like the kingdom of God. Then I would probably ask him, okay, Lord, I get it, but I don't think I fully understand it. So would you please tell me more about that? That is what you find in the Bible. In fact, the disciples and the people came back to Jesus and asked what they meant after he spoke to them. So Jesus is telling these parables to help people to understand the more profound spiritual truth. And what Jesus does with the parables was often to set up two different pictures or more, two different choices we might have in our daily lives, so that we may find ourselves in the parable. So today we have the parable of the sower. There are four kinds of soils, four choices. And the question we are meant to ask is, which soil type am I today? And which one will I want to be tomorrow, next week, or next year? So this parable allows us to have our spiritual self-examination. And there are opportunities for us to examine ourselves in the light of the kingdom, and then to see where we want to go from here. And these parables are embedded in our culture. So whether you go to church or not, people outside, they know the story of the prodigal son or the good Samaritan. Because these stories, we find that in our culture. So I told you, Jesus told the parables, and he didn't explain that in detail. So it was like he just laid out and done. So in the parable we have, Jesus spoke some seed. There are some fell in a hard condition, and some in good soil produced some 30, 60, and 100. And Jesus stops there. Okay, that's it. It is like the end of my sermon today. Okay, good. I bless you. Bye-bye. See you next week. And by the way, don't forget about the meeting during the week. Done. You see what I'm saying, right? That is what Jesus did. And Jesus said something like that. Those who have interest in spirituality, if they don't have one, all they get is a story. But you need to pay attention. You need to listen. The problem is, most people like me don't really pay attention every day. Do you struggle with paying attention to God in your life? I think I do. I have a sort of spiritual attention issue. God is doing all the time all around me, and I miss it most of the time, because I am impatient or I am busy with so many things going on. I'm not paying enough attention, so I'm trying again and again, but still, I miss them, many of them. How about you? I think this is our lifelong process. Sometimes that happens to my conversation with my wife.